Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Big news coming out of Miami, where NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Dolphins have agreed to a five-year deal with Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley to become the next head coach. Hafley is widely considered as one of the league's premier defensive minds after spending the last two seasons in charge of Green Bay's defense. In his first year as DC for the Packers, they finished sixth in points allowed and fifth in yards allowed. And it's the end of an era in Buffalo. Less than 48 hours after the Bills lost to the Broncos in the AFC divisional round, Sean McDermott has been let go. The 51-year-old head coach spent the last nine seasons in Buffalo, compiling a 98-50 record, which included eight playoff appearances and five straight AFC East titles. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Refresh your bathroom with big savings at Lowe's. Reimagine your bathroom with up to 40% off select faucets during our Bath Savings event. Need it today? Order by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop for your bathroom refresh at Lowe's. We help. You save. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Same-day delivery on eligible in-stock items. Subject to availability. Fees vary. Visit Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for full terms.
Presented by Robinhood.
He crosses, spins, pulls up.
With Robinhood prediction markets, buy or sell your predictions all game long. No house odds, just you versus the market. Put your sports IQ to work. Trade every shot, block, steal, run, and moment that shifts the game. With Robinhood prediction markets, trade every play. Visit Robinhood.com/predict to start trading. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton CST to discuss changes to fire code. San Miguel CST to consider appointing new member. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Templeton Community Services District's next regular meeting is tonight. On the agenda is a review and proposed adoption of the CST's fire code with amendments. The CST receives an updated fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit the local jurisdiction. The CST has added a subsection to the fire code regarding fireworks based on discussions from the September 2nd meeting. In the meeting, a motion failed to pass that would ban the use of safe and sane fireworks in Templeton, and the board instead directed staff to update the fire code to impose tighter restrictions on the time in which fireworks can be sold and when they can be used. These changes are reflected in the proposed new fire code. The code only allows the use of safe and sane fireworks on the 4th of July and only on private property. The sale is also prohibited outside of July 1st through July 4th. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. San Miguel CSD board member passes in November with a new member to be appointed. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. A San Miguel Community Services District Board Member, Vice President John Green, passed away in late November. To fill the late Green's open seat, current San Miguel CSD board members will be holding interviews in the January 22nd meeting. The appointee will only serve in the seat through the end of 2026, with the seat to be filled for the remainder of the term in 2028 through a vote in the general election. The deadline to file a letter of interest to fill the vacant position was January 12th. Four candidates have submitted their letters to be considered by the board this week. San Luis Obispo County students from the Coast Union High School Friday Night Live chapter have taken steps to reduce underage drinking. The County Friday Night Live program is part of a statewide collection of chapters receiving technical assistance from the California Friday Night Live Partnership. Over 20 local middle and high school participate in FNL Slo County. The campaign, launched by the FNL chapter, is created by youth and for youth, including educational posters, digital graphics, and PSAs with messages that reflect real experiences, concerns, and solutions around underage drinking. Alcohol, according to the County Behavioral Health Department, is the most used substance by adolescents aged 12 to 17 years. The County Office of Emergency Services announced they'll be testing the early warning system sirens this week, today and tomorrow. The sirens are stationed along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, stretching from Cayucas to the Napomo Mesa. Included areas are also the Five Cities area, Avila Bay, Sea Canyon, Price Canyon, Baywood Park Los Osos, the city of San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay. The sirens will be tested for a few seconds at low volume. As this is only a test, no action is required from the public. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Seahawks beat the 49ers 41-6, the Broncos over the Bills 33-30. On Sunday, the Rams beat the Bears 20-17, the Patriots over the Texans 28-16. For the conference championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game at 11 a.m. on Sunday, then the Rams and Seahawks at 3:30 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Heat 135-112, the Clippers over the Wizards 110-106, the Thunder beat the Cavaliers 136-104. Tonight, the Kings will face the Heat, the Lakers will go against the Nuggets, and the Warriors will face the Raptors. In California news, protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Sunday, rallying support for protesters in Iran. The LAPD estimates there were about 4,000 demonstrators outside of City Hall. Investigators are currently looking into an inmate fight that occurred on Saturday just after 2 p.m. at the Pleasant Valley State Prison. Staff found 41-year-old Brian Spittle unconscious on the ground after an alleged assault by two other inmates. No weapons were recovered, and the two suspects have been placed on restricted housing. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake struck Southern California last night at about 6 p.m. The quake was about 12 miles northeast of Indio, with aftershocks across Southern California being felt. There's currently no report of damage or injuries. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. When you think automation in agriculture, you might picture driverless tractors roaming around large fields, taking over the tasks that humans used to do. But a lot of the value of automation can be realized with more efficient and dynamic smart implements. Agtonomy's Tim Bucher says there is a tremendous amount of untapped potential to apply this technology to the vast amount of farm implements out there.
You don't drive a tractor from point A to point B. You do work while you're doing that. And so bringing the implements into the picture is really important. So we can actually sense the engine load. And when the engine load, we know we're on flat land or a hillside because we have inertial measurement units, these sensors that can measure, you know, what angle the vehicle is at. We can see that, we're on a flat land, but all of a sudden the engine load got heavier and we know we're mowing. So that must mean like we're in thicker grass or cover crop, whatever you're doing. Well, if you were just going 6 miles an hour, the tractor would bog down, or worse yet, you would do a really bad job of mowing. So we dynamically modulate the speed, the RPM of the implement, and basically do it like a human would do it. So you can't just look at the tractor, you have to look at the whole ecosystem.
Bucher said Agtonomy technology has already been applied to 110 implements and counting.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The National Immigration Forum has partnered with agricultural organizations, including Farm Employers Labor Service, a California Farm Bureau-affiliated company, to provide English language instruction for farm workers. The English Advanced Program teaches language skills related to farm operations, employee safety, hygiene and food safety, team leadership and communication, and other areas of communication that are important in agricultural settings. Interested California agricultural businesses, county farm bureaus, and other organizations supporting the workforce can offer and cover the cost of training anytime. And through April 1st, businesses can leverage existing funding through the Employment Training Panel to access the training program at no charge. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kay Johns and Atascadero, with something new is happening this January. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the low 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 60s. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Mid-60s Thursday, low 60s Friday and Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kay Johns and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at Kay Johns. KPRL news time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The U.S. Supreme Court says it will not issue a ruling today in a challenge to the legality of President Trump's global tariffs. Stocks are skidding, reacting to the threat of new tariffs on European countries that oppose President Trump's plans to control Greenland. Also, there's a situation in Japan that pushed interest rates higher there. Gary Cohn, now IBM vice chair and former Trump administration advisor, believes underlying strength in the American economy will win out over headwinds from geopolitics. Netflix shares are higher after it offered all cash to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and HBO Max streaming service, and the Warner board accepted the cash deal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Vivino Vineyards, well, they're starting off 2026 the right way. They have
The Grand Adventure, and it's coming up this Saturday, the 24th at 5 o'clock. The Hunt and Gather Winemaker's Dinner. The Hunt and Gather menu features wild game by land, by sea, and by air. That's venison, halibut, and goose cooked to perfection. Seats are limited, so make your reservations now. Call Bovino Vineyards or simply go to bovino.com.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
2-1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mall Hall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. After a year and a half in Wyoming State Prison, Butch Cassidy was released. He headed for a place he had heard about while in prison. His experience there changed his life. The name and description of the place is coming right up. On January 19, 1896, Butch Cassidy was released from the Wyoming State Prison. While in prison, he had heard about a place about 50 miles south of Buffalo, Wyoming, where a number of outlaws hung out. At one time, it had been a prehistoric lake. Over a period of time, water had washed away one end of the lake, creating a deep gorge. Sheer cliffs surrounded the valley. Fed by streams, it was always grassy, and the tall cliffs kept the strong winds on the outside. The only entrance was the gorge, or the hole in the wall. For about 15 years, it had been a place where outlaws on the run would go. There was no hard and fast gangs. Someone would come up with a plan to rob a train or a bank, assemble some men, and then carry out the job. When Butch Cassidy arrived, Harvey Logan, also known as Kid Curry, was the unofficial leader of the Hole in the Wall. Although the two men were a contrast in personalities, Butch and Kid Curry hit it off. This was also where Butch met the man who would become his closest friend, the Sundance Kid. Incidentally, it was Kid Curry, not the Sundance Kid, who shared the leadership of Butch Cassidy's gang. The Hole in the Wall was the home to three major gangs: the Butch Cassidy Gang, also known as the Wild Bunch, Blackjack Ketchum Gang, and Lightning Sam Carey's Gang. There were more than 100 men there at any time, with a number of women, shacks for homes, and a saloon. One could almost call it a combination vacation spot and employment agency for outlaws. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Don't you pass hope, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch a Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Templeton CSD's next regular meeting is tonight at 6:30. On the agenda is a proposed adoption of the CSD's fire code with amendments. CSD receives an updated fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit local jurisdiction. You can attend in person or watch online. A San Miguel Community Services District Board Member, Vice President John Green, passed away in late November. To fill the late Green's open seat, current San Miguel CSD board members will be holding interviews in its January 22nd meeting. The appointee will only serve the seat through the end of 2026, and the rest of the seat's term will be filled through 2028 from the general election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, or clouds and sunshine today, with highs in the low 70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Opinion day for the Supreme Court, where justices have just released three decisions. None of them, though, is the closely watched one on tariffs, which marks a major test to presidential powers. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments over whether the president can fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. That case is believed to indicate whether the central bank remains insulated from political pressure.
and controversial e-bike legislation signed into law in New Jersey.
And comes after a rise in e-bike crashes that included two deaths. The new law expands regulations to cover all types of e-bikes and requires riders to have a license, register their bikes, and carry insurance. Riders must be at least 17 years old with a driver's license or 15 with a motorized bike license.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
RE/MAX Success and Success Charities is proud to announce the third annual special education prom, Let Your Light Shine, a prom-style celebration created for individuals with special needs across San Luis Obispo County. What started as a simple idea has become a powerful tradition, a night built on dignity and joy, a place where guests can dress up, dance, connect, and have fun. Thanks to an overwhelming community support, Let Your Light Shine continues to grow and now welcomes participants from throughout San Luis Obispo County. The 2026 event takes place Friday, January 23rd at the Lake Pavilion in Atascadero, featuring music, dancing, and a safe, supportive environment where everyone belongs. Tickets and more information can be found at successcharities.org. Success Charities invites local businesses, organizations, and individuals to join us in making this special night possible. Because when our community shows up, everyone shines.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blenders winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge close to home with Spa Allegretto's local staycation at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Enjoy a cozy escape designed just for locals, featuring a split bottle of Allegretto wine, a two-for-one wine tasting, and 20% off spa treatments, plus a complimentary room upgrade based on availability. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's the perfect way to slow down, savor great wine, and enjoy time together. Spa Allegretto, relaxation beautifully shared.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds today with highs right around 70. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. And then for your Wednesday, cloudy, low 60s. Some clouds and sunshine, low 60s. Thursday, Friday, low 60s. Sunshine, same Saturday. Sunday, clouds and sunshine, mid-60s, mid-60s Monday, and upper 60s a week from today again. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 7:11 a.m., 5:18 p.m., we're at 42 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. Sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, lots of information. Oh, boy. Mary from Protecting What Matters will have on Bob Montz, independent journalist and filmmaker. It's a blockbuster documentary covering the Pacific Palisades fire, the policies, the causes, the politicians, the whole nine yards. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Charles Bell Jr. Now, he is an election law attorney talking about the erosion and the confidence in our system and what the future holds for voting and the election laws nationally and in California. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need them, they'll be there. 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which the texting is back, 238-KPRL.
Shake. Listen while I talk to the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, on the email, cartridge pens. We didn't have cartridge pens to stomp and squirt classmates. Instead, we stomped on ketchup packets to ruin kids' clothing. Only the kids that deserved it, of course. Chris, I know that you never did anything like that, but did you ever witness anybody doing something like that?
I wasn't a witness to these crimes, no.
Never.
Not that I can recall.
Man, you must have went to school with the most saints ever.
Or I just...
Didn't hang around people that did stuff like that.
Pretty much, yeah. I did not bear witness.
Okay, well, I would fail a lie detector test. Let's just put it that way. All right, on the texting, on the stuff Minnesota, my feeling is that the governor and mayor of the city and state don't really want this to end. If so, they would have put in a curfew to stop this garbage at night. Hypocrisy. Yeah, I think the same thing. I don't know why that hasn't taken place, but you may be right, sir or ma'am. I don't know. Let's see here. Trump pardoned 1,600 violent J6 rioters. You seem fine with that. I'm assuming this is the same person that does this all the time. You're assuming that I agree with Trump and everything he does. But to the point is, are you okay with the people rioting or interrupting the church service? Even if you don't want to define it as a riot, are you okay with people doing that? And are you the same kind of person that are okay for, if you remember X amount of years ago when it was not entirely popular, but it happened quite a bit, when servicemen's services, when they were being buried, were being interrupted by people? Well, they have a right to do that. Are you one of those? Just curious to know. So, again, never think that I agree with any politician on everything that they do. That's not wrong. And, again, are you saying it's okay for these people to go into the church and do what they did? So, explain yourself. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. That was the Westboro Baptist Church protesting those funerals, a hard right-wing group.
Well, but there were some that went directly, these protesters or groups that went directly to the cemetery.
Yeah, that was them. Yeah, they were very, very famously angry people and very, very, no one likes them much, I don't think. But I didn't call about that. That was just an aside as you were mentioning as I called in. I wanted to bring in my 2 cents worth on Mr. Don Lemon. I had not heard of the man much. I heard a few things about him. So my TV, CNN, and Fox used to be right next to each other. So I'd flip back and forth between the channels to see how they were reporting the same issue, kind of get an idea from both sides. And Don Lemon was the host, and he had the Republican talking head on there who gave his point of view on the situation they were discussing. And as soon as he finished, Don Lemon excoriated him for coming on his show when screeching the Republican talking points. Now, what did he expect the Republican talking head to do? But he excoriated and said, you're not going to be welcome back again if you continue with that line of speaking. And I thought, well, that's pretty outrageous.
Okay, here's a question I would have. Why would you want to go on with an interview with Don Lemon knowing that he's going to turn it around?
Well, that's the same thing as going on with Rachel Maddow or any other of those people.
Thank God
we have Scott Jennings on CNN to kind of give some common sense to the situation.
You know, do you have your radio on? Because I'm getting feedback.
No, I don't.
Okay, this is weird. But anyway, there's one guy out there recently, and I don't know his name, who's been able to just thump any of these liberal people trying to, you know, get him to say the wrong thing. He's really good at it. Most people aren't. So what they ought to do is just decline to go on.
Well, I suppose, but I think there's the other side of that coin is when they go on there and the independents and the Republicans see what these talking heads are and how cruel they are and unfair and unreasonable, it may bolster the conservative viewpoints.
We already know what they are.
Yeah, we probably do, unless you're not paying much attention.
Right, right. We've known for a long time. You know, I think even if Mother Teresa went on with some of these people and interviewed them, they'd turn her into the devil.
Probably. They're so angry. I don't know what they're angry about because they're not getting their way. Are they spoiled children? Having a snit fit?
Well, I think it's beyond just... I think it's their lives.
Well, there, you know, I don't know if anybody out there wants to agree with this, but I listen to Michael Medved, Dennis Prager, and I guess I'm a right winger, obviously. But they talked about how in all the psychological evaluations, conservatives seem to be much happier than liberals because liberals are always trying to fix some world danger that they have no control over, so therefore they get upset and angry.
Well, do they really fix it or do they enhance it?
Well, they just go off. Like Don Quixote shouting at the windmills.
Okay, so many think there's a perceived problem with this with the ice. Are they helping the problem?
No, I think they're making it worse because I guess the question you'd ask is, so you want these 20 million people to stay in the country and do what they're doing illegally and or sapping out the welfare programs? Is that what you want to do? You want to pay for that? I love when the people go out there and ask these angry liberals if they want to take one into their house and house an illegal immigrant. No, I can't do that right now. But it's kind of like a not in my backyard situation.
Well, that's the case with many of the so-called cause people. They want me to get involved or demand that I get involved with their cause, and if I don't get involved with their cause, then they accuse me of being, I have no morality or no character, and I think that's BS.
You're definitely a racist.
Everybody has their own cause, and their own cause should be should be private.
Well, when you say they're private, when they're about demonstrating, it's not private.
No, what I'm referring to is if, you know, whatever my cause, I don't expect other people to be on the same cause as me. And if they're not, I'm not going to call them a name.
Well, you're asking them to disagree agreeably.
Excuse me?
Are you asking them to agree disagreeably or agree to disagree and be okay with that?
Yeah, if they don't care.
We can't do that anymore.
Well, yeah, I know. If they don't care what my cause is, well, so what?
Right. When I see someone out there going off on a rant about this and that, I don't even bother trying to confront them because I know it's like talking to a wall.
Well, when people get emotional, there's no sense in talking to them.
Well, they are. Yeah, a lot of emotion involved. I'm thinking it's emotion versus logic in most of the situations.
Well, you can have emotion, but it has to be, controlled emotion.
I'm channeled in a functional direction rather than just shouting at windmills.
Yeah, now this leader's so-called leader in Minneapolis with the church thing, if everything he is asking for, or at least, you know, based on the name calling, if it were to change, you think he'd be a different person?
You talking about Don Lemon?
No. The thug from Minneapolis on the church. This guy.
I didn't hear the comments that he said that makes him a thug.
Well, he's calling children and wives all kinds of vile names and so forth, and he's gone around the country doing this, particularly at church places of worship.
So was this the man who led the revolt or the insurrection, or was it the preacher itself in the church?
No, it's this guy with the tuna boat hat on.
Okay, because just the fact, as they said, stopping in and interrupting a church service is like the premier First Amendment violation. You know?
Well,
and I guess they say the preacher or the pastor was supporting ICE, which is good for him.
Right, because if the people don't want to listen to the pastor, they won't show up.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they were talking to the against. I guess anybody in that church is supporting the pastor, so therefore they were speaking to deaf ears. I'm sure they didn't make anybody change sides. I don't think.
As a matter of fact, that sometimes ignites people.
Yes.
To even embrace what the pastor is saying more when these people do these type of riots or demonstrations or protests, whatever the double hockey sticks you want to call them.
It gives you a sense that you're fighting on the right side against evil in that situation, I would think.
Well, yeah, there's that, but I think it just ticks you off.
Well, I don't understand if they want these people in the country, why aren't they willing to support them? I mean, look at the $9 billion, now $10 billion
of
graft in Minneapolis, as far as we know, and probably rising.
They are willing to support them with our tax money.
It's not my money, it's tax money, yeah.
Right, so what they do is they they get people elected that they know are going to help their cause and therefore take money from you and I to support these people.
Well, we always vote for the person who supports what we believe in, supposedly. I always vote for the person who I disagree with the least.
Well, you know, at least for me, it comes down to, I don't want government doing much.
Well, that's what Jefferson said. The government that governs the least manages the best.
Right. I think we have...
lost that.
We've allowed people to abdicate their responsibilities to the rest of us.
To the rest means to let the other people decide what's best for them, you're saying?
No, to support them.
Oh, well, that too. That too. I mean, I've got no problem with these people staying, the illegals, as long as they are told they will no longer receive any government benefits or assistance. And a lot of them will self-deport, I'm sure.
Well, I disagree with you.
Do you?
They came here illegally.
Right.
Okay.
But they came here to reap the benefits of our largesse, you know?
Right, and they came in illegally. So,
right.
They throw all the happy stories at us, and that's nice and so forth, but they're still illegal.
And well, that's true.
We have enough issues with people that are born in the United States legally. Legally, and again, how much do you want to allow this? If you're going to allow, just say a percentage based on, you know what, they have a yard sale and raise money for the Girl Scout? I mean, so where's the parameters end? I think when you lay down the law, and we have laws, they have to be followed.
Well, the thing that bothers me, Kevin, is yes, we are a nation of immigrants from the 1930s and 40s and pre-war, but the regulations were there. You had to have a sponsor. You had to have a vocation that could support yourself, and you had to swear not to take any kind of government assistance. And you had to learn the language.
Well, okay.
Those four things have all gone away.
Okay, so what you're saying is that they adjusted to the United States of America, not vice versa.
They didn't bring their own economy or their own ethos with them. They became assimilated, which is our national motto, out of many, one. It's not out of one, many. We're talking about diversity now, which is exactly opposite from E Pluribus Unum.
Right.
So we have lost our moral compass or our guidance.
Well, again, I know what you mean, but just for the sake of words, when you say we lost, I think we gave it away.
Either way, it's gone.
Right.
And people are fighting to keep it gone.
Because we've come up with reasons to, well, we'll let this person stay. So once you allow the law to be broken and you just kind of, you know, pick and choose, you know, how much of the law was really broken, what's the benefit and so forth, it doesn't, again, to me, I'm being repetitive, the law was broken.
Well, it's a slippery slope argument.
That's the foot is in the front door.
Well, the camel's nose is in the tent, right, and all those same idioms that come from this sort of thing.
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, that's a cheery note to start the week out on. But anyway, I hope we can come to some resolution and get this thing taken care of, because as long as you've got all these people in here not wanting to be assimilated and have their own world within our country, we're getting to be like the Balkanization, where we have too many different
right.
ideologies.
Yep.
Okay. All well, right. that's Thanks. A cheery note for the day. I'll let you guys have someone else on the line.
Thanks. Bye. All right, on the text, it says here, 25% of the liberals are being treated for mental illness. The rest go untested. Okay. In the past, everyone was required to have a working knowledge of English. Yes, indeed. And as the last caller indicated, sponsors or have some skills and so forth. Now, no. Now, if you come in the right way, yes. But if you come in illegally, we don't know, because they came in illegally. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, a little bit of follow-up on what you guys were just talking about. It, one of the biggest problems is that when you think about it, you know, all the things that have been allowed as far as immigration over the last 30 years, I mean, this is kind of the, we're kind of coming to the ultimate point that that's going to come to, and that is that either you have to finally make a decision that you're going to just allow this and just, you know, rewrite your laws and just let whatever happen, or you have to do what is being done now. And it's only obvious that when you've let in so many illegal individuals that you're obviously going to get this big pushback, because now you have such a large proportion of illegal individuals in the country that, of course, they're going to push back. And if the pushback was only from, you know, 1% of the population, that may be tolerable. But if the pushback is from 5% of the population or even higher, then it starts to get to be what's happening right now with all these issues in L.A. and Portland and Minneapolis and all over the country.
Well, what are the people to you look like that are out protesting that we see on film?
Yeah, you know, they're so clothed, you know, that it's a little hard to tell. But yeah, they look predominantly to me to be Caucasian to me.
Me too.
And I think that's part of which is people that have bought into, you know, they've swallowed the punch, so to speak, you know, that's been pushed down their throats by the media, you know, so they're buying all this stuff, and they're not really stopping and thinking about what has happened, what's got us to this point, and where this goes if you continue to leave it as is. It gets harder and harder, well, and more and more difficult.
I'm not sure I know exactly what this term overall means. I think that for whatever reason, they don't like the United States. And again, I can't explain on every detail. Well, why don't they like the United States? Because even if they're halfway morons, they'd have to know the damage that has been done, what's being done, and then down the road. So, yeah, your question is, why do they want this to continue? I don't know. Is it more than me just saying, well, they don't like the United States? Is that too simple?
Well, I mean, it's a very good point. It's a big, good question, and I don't know that there's a straightforward answer. You know, the problem is that I don't know that they don't like the United States as much as whoever they are, you know, whether this is being pushed by, you know, some dark side, or whether this is, you know, it's just met critical mass. It's a little hard to say, you know, bottom line, so many people want to have, they just want what I want right now. And the problem is, as we all know, just like with raising kids, there are certain things you got to just tell them, okay, you can't have that right now. You know, this is how we do it.
Well, not only right now, but never.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, both of it. It's a big problem. But if, you know, it just seems to me that if you don't draw the line somewhere, sooner or later the line draws you. You know, and that's, you know, it's always like, you know, either you make the decision or the decision will happen, you know, in a way that is probably going to be less favorable than it is, you know, if you make the decision.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, sir, with that, we are out of time, but as always, I appreciate your phone call.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All righty. Seems like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday, and that means, well, it's not because of that, but we're just done for today.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo County students from the Coast Union High School Friday Night Live chapter have taken steps to reduce underage drinking. The county Friday Night Live program launched a campaign that includes educational posters, digital graphics, and PSAs with messages that reflect real experiences, concerns, and solutions for underage drinking. The County Office of Emergency Services announced they'll be testing the early warning system sirens this week, today and tomorrow. Sirens are stationed along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone from Cayucas to Napomo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the low 70s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Protecting what matters this afternoon. First up in the 12:30, Rick Montz, independent journalist and filmmaker. Blockbuster information regarding the Pacific Palisades fire, the policies, the politicians, and a whole bunch. And also, Charles Bell Jr., election law attorney. What's in store, the future, particularly in California as well as nationally. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.